Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Here we go with a special Farm Show edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Roving reporter Parker James caught up with Senate Minority Whip and Ag Committee member John Thune about the progress of the new farm bill, or lack thereof.
Howdy, everyone. This is Parker James with the Hot Barn Report. We're here with Senior Senator John Thune. Senator Thune, how are you doing?
Good, Parker.
I wanted to ask you some questions about the farm bill. September 30th will be here before we know it. What's going to happen if the farm bill doesn't get passed or extended?
Most likely, I mean, if it doesn't get extended, that's a bad outcome, because then you revert to farm policies that go back, you know, a century in some cases, or almost a century. So we need to, at a minimum, do an extension of the current bill. We're already on a one-year extension of the current bill, which was a 2018 bill, expired September 30 of last year. I think the most likely outcome, and I say this regretfully, because we need a multi-year reauthorization, but I think the most likely outcome right now is another one-year extension, with a hope that with the November elections, we'll have a different composition of the Ag Committee, the chair at least, and in leadership in the Senate, and be in a better position to write a bill to our liking come January.
What do you think has held it back to this point and caused it to get extended as far as it has?
A lot of it has to do with where you spend the money, how you spend the money, how you allocate resources, what your priorities are. And the Democrats in the Senate, particularly the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow, you know, and John Bozeman, who's the senior Republican on the committee, have sort of been at odds about how to spend the money. We've argued you need to have more farm in the farm bill, that it ought to be about the commodity title, farm policy, and the farm bill ought to be about production agriculture. The Democrats in many cases see it more as a bill about climate. You know, they want to get, there's a lot of funding in there that they've set aside, carved out for climate related activities, and that those are resources that we think ought to be allocated at least partially to the commodity title of the bill, so that we can do some of the things on the safety net to make sure that agriculture in South Dakota and around the country remains prosperous.
And then I guess the last question I got for you is a Hot Barn classic I have to ask everyone. What's your favorite cut of beef and how do you take it?
Love the ribeye, medium, yeah, and I love beef, period, so.
Any condiment?
Generally something hot. A ribeye steak, I just love to eat a ribeye steak, and for the flavor, I don't put anything on it, but if I'm eating other forms of beef, generally, I'm a big fan of Tabasco sauce on lots of stuff, and hot sauces.
Well, thank you so much, Senator Thune. We appreciate your time.
It's Parker, good to be with you.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.